It's 5:30. I'm Craig Kopp, WUSF 89.7 News. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson wants Florida to be ready if and when a hurricane strikes. That's why during a recent Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Nelson argued against cuts to the Florida National Guard. As he made that argument, Nelson also took a little jab at New York State.
My state of Florida is now the third largest state. We have surpassed New York in population.
Really? That was news to the folks at PolitiFact, and here to talk about Senator Nelson's population numbers is PolitiFact's Josh Gillen. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Craig.
Josh, there's been a lot of talk about Florida being on the heels of New York State when it comes to population, but is Senator Nelson right that we have now moved past the state of New York in population?
Well, we rated this one mostly false. And we have to say that, okay, let's give them a little credit. It's pretty close. Recent census figures that came out in December said that we were about 98,000 people less than New York, okay? And the thing is that the Census Bureau measures that from July to July, and we're due for new numbers in December at the end of this year.
He is one of the U.S. senators from the state of Florida. How did he get this wrong?
Well, to be fair, he got that from a newspaper article from Sarasota that said that, you know, in all likelihood, this had happened. And we talked to a lot of experts, and they, you know, some of them did agree that it likely did happen, but there's no concrete numbers yet.
Got it. Josh, the race for governor in Florida continues to heat up with Republican Governor Rick Scott still hammering away at Obamacare, now turning his sights on its effects on the Medicare Advantage program.
Yeah, I was with the president about a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, and I asked him, I said, you know, you need to stop these cuts of Medicare Advantage to pay for Obamacare because I'm hearing from seniors in our state that they're, one, losing their doctors and their plans are changing.
And the governor wrote in a recent editorial in the Spanish language El Nuevo Herald that seniors enrolled in Medicare Advantage are going to see an average premium increase between $50 and $90 per month. PolitiFact checked that out. And what was the ruling, Josh?
We rated that one mostly false. And besides the fact that there's been several instances where the governor has not made the distinction in his talking points between Medicare and Medicare Advantage, in this case, he was quoting as fact an estimate from a report, an industry report, that said if these cuts went through, that these premiums would go up $50 to $90. This estimate was from last February, not February 2014, but February 2013. And we have to keep in mind that this quote came before April 7th when the government once again said that they're not going to cut rates again, that they're actually going to increase them slightly. So we ruled it mostly false.
And Josh, the Republican Party of Florida is trying to tie Governor Scott's likely Democratic opponent Charlie Crist to cuts in Medicare Advantage, saying on Facebook and Twitter that Crist supports cuts to the Medicare Advantage program. We know Crist supports Obamacare. What about cuts to Medicare Advantage?
Well, we ruled that one false. PolitiFact Florida, of course, has a lot of fun kind of looking at what Charlie Crist has said over the years, first as a Republican, then as an independent, and now as a Democrat, and how his positions have changed. But this is one of the instances where he has consistently said that he does not support the cuts to Medicare Advantage. Now that he's running for governor, of course, it's a really big talking point that he supports Obamacare. But still, he says, we need to keep the law and fix the things we don't like. And one of the things we don't like are the cuts to Medicare Advantage.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, must be something of a first, finding a politician who is consistent on something.
Consistent about that part, yeah.